Welcome to URL, a show all about the internet, people all up on it and in it. And I'm your host, Courtney Miller. We have our other host, Chance McCrary. That was a rough moan.
What? So. I think that was very middle of the road.
I'm trying to picture why that moan would happen. What is happening? Okay, anyway. Chance, Courtney, host of the show, we've got our guest Will Neff today.
That was good. That was
okay.
Really good. Okay,
good moan.
I'm really high-pitched.
I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Welcome. Will Neff.
About being on the internet forever.
Yes, and many a podcast. So, Will Neff, we actually know you. We maybe have met before at G4.
Yeah.
Possibly. I think
you
we met.
You worked at
maybe
G4?
Even...
I did.
Whoa.
I did.
Yeah. I think we were like, we may have crossed paths
with
each other.
It was such a brief time.
Attack of the Show?
Yes.
Very fleeting.
I was one of the hosts on Attack of the Show.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I remember sitting on the couch with Kasim G off to the side.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, where am I?
Kasim was hilarious.
But we were there too.
I went and toured that one day that we were like, hey, we're going to come see you guys.
Yeah, and they're like, here's the giant controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you are a podcoaster. You podcast.
I am a podcaster. Podcast host. Sure.
You're a podcast host.
Yeah.
You are also a streamer.
Yep.
And you've been a game show host, as we've said, and you're a personal trainer.
I was at one point, brief point in my life. Yes.
Brief? So yeah. But you're certified.
I am certified, yes.
I've been wanting to get the biggest ass at Smosh.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything yet. I was going to see what you were going to say, and then I'm going to figure it out.
I was going to say, and we're getting there.
And where do you think you stand in the leaderboard right now?
I'm low.
I would say low, yeah.
We got a lot of ground to make up.
But yeah, I was just on your podcast, Fear And.
Yes.
And Fear And, if you don't know, is it's three guys and woman who's permanently just woke up.
Yeah.
And and it's you guys going, and I'm in there too.
Yeah.
And it's a fun time.
That's a good read on Cutie. I say that she's always perpetually wet. Like she always looks like she just stepped out of a shower, kind of. And
My God.
Is she oily?
No.
No. Usually because she just stepped out of a shower. Oh,
okay. Cutie was very awesome.
You guys just kind of chat? You guys
We yapped.
Yeah.
Well, Hassan was on his phone. And that was fun.
Yeah, our pod is kind of the antithesis of this one. I'm looking around. You guys can't see, but this is so professional. They like slated. Yeah. There was a green room. Ours is like a broom closet in Hassan's house that we kind of load people into. And
okay.
My favorite part was when he got up and left.
Yeah,
and
he'll
then
do
came
that.
Back
yeah, he'll just kind of zone out on his
Not
phone.
Not a word was said. No, I think I made a joke where I was like, I literally can't see you right now because it's like you next to me. But it was really fun. I loved all the things you talked about. You talked about how you're really into WWE now.
Yes, I mean, kind of always have been. I think it's interesting that what I do and what we do streaming is kind of really not conducive to hosting podcast because we kind of fry our brains.
Yeah.
We are just so fried that it's really hard to kind of have meaningful conversations. And as the resident ADHD kid on the pod, I think it's so interesting that I have become the one who's like, guys, we gotta lock in for a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I loved how you started our episode where you were like, Austin, you better really nail this intro. Yeah. And he did.
He did.
Austin kind of gives Angela energy.
Okay, chaotic, loud, barks.
All of those.
Yes.
All
right.
Of those.
Yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. I like that we were all like at a table. There's been controversy at our other podcast that they got rid of their table.
Oh.
Which is like...
It's not the same.
It's
you feel
not the
naked
same.
When the tables go.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we... But luckily your outfit is so cool.
And oh, thank you.
They would never know your bottom half.
I wanted to take more time to prep my outfit, but my dog woke up with me and he was like demanding of a walk.
Oh.
My girlfriend was still sleeping and he was kind of giving me that like, I'm about to bark.
I'm about to bark.
What kind of dog?
He's a Maltipoo.
What is it?
It's a Maltese and a poodle. Let's pull that up.
Google Maltipoo, please. Show me these Maltipoo's balls, please.
Yeah.
Balls?
Sorry.
Balls?
I was referencing something.
Okay, that is really cute.
Yeah.
That's an AI.
Kind of looks like you too.
I'll take that.
Are they that little?
He's pretty little. The only thing is he has a big time underbite. And you can see that on the kind of brown one over there that some of them have big time underbites.
That's awesome.
And it definitely adds to his personality.
How long has Fear And been a thing? I know the podcast name changed also, right?
Yeah, I think we've been around for 5 years now.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Congrats.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's still going.
Yeah.
So, and you stream. I saw recently there was like a clip of you like laying flat on your floor in your kitchen.
Is that what the streams are?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of laying flat on my face. It's a very interesting niche. It's kind of what streaming is, whatever, all the time, all at once.
That's true.
Yeah, kind of what comes into your mind.
It's very like, I don't want to say intimate is the word, but like, especially like your streaming style in your home, it's like such a new form to me where it's like on the go. And it's actually really popular, but like where people are streaming like in a city, like they just have like, there's like the streamer backpacks or they're the just IRL. Like on the phone, the IRL streaming.
Yeah.
So interesting to me, like how we do everything here. I'm like, that's not possible. You got to have like a whole truck following it's you possible. Around or what. It is possible.
Yeah. That's always the fascinating thing is like G4 is a great kind of example of that, where like the intersection of traditional broadcast and kind of making things for the internet collides. And you guys are very much that as well. And like streaming is so lean and so kind of experimental that it kind of shocks people, where a lot of times it is just a person with a backpack, even at the highest level. So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, we kind of hit the intersection of theater kid and streamer.
Yes.
The hard place to be.
It is a strange place to be.
Because people don't want to see you try too hard, but they also are like, where's the effort?
Right.
So then why wasn't that funny?
Yeah, and then we're like, karaoke. Okay. We're going to get into these early in the episode. These are called our verifying questions.
Okay.
And I have to, I might have to work during this. So I drive Waymos. So I
have to be
checked
out. He has a Waymo support.
Okay.
Side hustle. So I forgot that you had to do that. I'm sorry. Okay. But these are the verifying questions. So we're going to get into these. Do you have your phone on you?
I do.
Okay. Thank God. I know. On the rare occasion, we want people to have their phones.
Okay.
What was your most recent Google search, Will Neff?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yay!
I'm so going
excited.
Straight to jail.
Yes, I like that.
My latest Google search was Anthony Jeselnik, because he's
that?
A stand-up. Because Gianmarco, I always say his name wrong, who was just here on your set.
Yes.
I was like, who are you seeing while you're in town? And he's like, oh, I'm going to go to Anthony Jeselnik's Netflix is a joke special. And I was like, I haven't seen what Jeselnik's been doing for years. So I was just following up with Jeselnik.
Okay, Jeselnik is a really interesting last name.
That
By
is.
Interesting, I mean terrible.
I know. It sounds like a character.
That was very theater kid to trash someone's last name. Jeselnik? More like Jeselnope. F*** you.
What did you Google last?
It's sad. Smosh YouTube, Smosh Games, and flights to New York.
Oh, so he's tired of Smosh and he's ready to go.
I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Okay.
This episode of URL is sponsored by ZocDoc. We all avoid things. I used to avoid doing my homework. I used to avoid eating veggies at dinner. And recently, I was avoiding going to the doctor, but not anymore with ZocDoc. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors. I can go on the app and easily search for doctors, so now I don't have to avoid seeing my primary care physician, my eye doctor, or my dentist. ZocDoc is free to use, and they have more than 150,000 providers within 200-plus specialties across 50 states. I'm always looking for things to make my life easier. I love using ZocDoc because sometimes there are same-day appointments available. I just pop on into the app and see what's available. I read a few reviews from real patients, and before you know it, I'm on my way to the doctor. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/URL to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/URL. Now back to the show.
Well,
URL podcast, finding a new job, writing an application.
How do I get a better co-host?
Unfulfilled in my working life.
Yeah. Well, do you take selfies?
No, f*** no.
Okay, so then I'm going to throw this card away then.
Okay, I can fill in. I hate the way that I look as a person.
Wait, what?
I do. Like,
do you want to talk about that? Or
you're on camera all day.
I know. I just can't. Probably why I had to develop a personality is because I just don't like the way that I look.
Okay.
Well, I think you're handsome, Will Ness.
What is it? Is it like the beady eyes or what?
Jesus Christ. No, I just always have felt like a little softer on the inside, and I kind of look like Gimli from Lord of the Rings, and I project that, and I think people immediately look at me and are like, there's a frat guy. He probably knows how to open a beer with his teeth.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah. but it's
but
not
that's
funny.
Not how I want to be known.
You're multifaceted.
Thank you.
Yeah, you need to like rub it in their faces a little more, yeah, I guess.
I suppose.
Well, I guess that's what influencers do. It's just just shoving our personalities down people's throats all day.
Yeah.
So I was the question was, what? Show us the last selfie you took.
Oh, oh shit. Probably a gym progress pic.
I do that.
Send them to Hassan every once in a while.
Oh,
yeah. It's a competitive thing.
Oh, that's good. That's healthy. Okay.
Who's winning?
Oh, me.
Hell nice. Yeah. What can you squat?
Last time I was doing 300 pretty comfortably, but I used to be pretty, pretty strong.
And so, okay, this is my annoying question. This is just for me. When you are counting the weight on the squat rack,
sure.
Do you count the weight of the bar?
Yes.
Yeah.
What does the, but, and then sometimes like, they're like, you should use the girl bar. And I'm like, fuck you.
Whoever says that to you, tell them to go fuck themselves.
And the bar is lighter.
How much is the girl bar?
It's like slightly less weight and it makes me feel stronger because I could put more weights on it. But it's all a lie. Like there should be one bar. So
there should be one bar.
But so okay.
There should be one bathroom and there should be one. We're breaking down barriers, folks.
Okay, so wait, how much does the man bar?
I think it's 45 pounds.
That bar is 45 pounds and I'm pushing it?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. And so then I put 25 on each side. So
you got it. 90.
90.
Yeah. The interesting thing about like lifting heavy weights is I think a lot of times people can lift more than they think. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is like technique, flexibility. Mm-hmm. There's also like, do you use a lifting belt?
I haven't, but I've thought about it.
That'll help a lot.
Like waist trainer.
Ollies, flat shoes with like platforms on them. Those will help a lot too.
I do. I'm proud of my shoe game at the gym.
Okay.
Lifting and stuff.
What are you lifting?
Well, it was like they're flat, but they're not like specifically, it's like Nike skate blazers.
SBs? Uh-oh. Okay.
Yes, let's SBs. See. And then I got some different Nikes recently that feel very flat.
Mm. Okay.
But do you lift, Chance?
Or like calisthenics, boy.
Calisthenics.
Hot yoga, maybe a body sculpt class.
Truly.
But I don't want to be like, I want to be like. Fat.
Yeah. Svelte. You want to be cut. Yeah. Yeah.
Less dwarven energy, more elven energy.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah, I just like want a combination. I want the biggest ass in the world and then like
yeah,
middle,
sure.
And then just
turn like, to the side and disappear.
Yeah. Well, even the side, I want to be like on the side, it's like and then whoa. And then this I want to be like just a little bit juicy where even the girls are like, "Ooh."
Yeah,
okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my TED Talk. what's your dream bod?
My dream
is that on the card?
What's your dream bod? And do you have screenshots?
Golly, what's my dream
bod? You don't have to answer that legally.
You don't.
I'll answer that. I think the guy who plays Reacher right now. You can pull that up.
Jack Reacher?
Jack Please Reacher. Show. I think he used to be Thad Castle, the actor.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, juicy.
He's juicy.
I'm scared.
Whoa.
That's a juicy man.
That's like, those titties are storage compartments. Like, those are the front of a car. Like, I feel like I can lift them and see the engine underneath, you know what I'm saying? In the best way.
Very Optimus Prime, sure.
Oh, yes. Optimus Prime. Did you like Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher?
I have never watched Jack Reacher.
Okay, valid.
I just know of his body.
What's the difference between Jack Reacher and Jack Ryan?
Who is Jack Ryan?
Isn't Jack Ryan also like a spy guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're spies? I don't know.
They're all the same.
Will Neff, may I pick a date and you show me a photo in your camera roll?
Yes. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Let's do it.
You want to pick the date?
Oh, let's go August 17th.
August 17th.
Okay. So how do I search by date?
Oh, that's a good
question.
Oh,
you put it in the search bar.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you guys, I have a photo of The Den on Sunset.
Oh my God.
What
is it? What? So problematic. I got to my friend's house for, I was staying with him for a month and he left me this on the bed.
A belt?
As a joke.
Oh my God, a belt, vodka, leather gloves and tongs, and it says, "Oh, Will, welcome home, slut."
Oh,
he wanted to make me feel welcome.
That's beautiful.
That's really sweet. Did you feel welcome?
I did. The tongs now really sold it.
There's one thing here.
The tongs really sold it.
Click, click. Yeah. Okay, thank you for sure. Here, should I look up August 17th?
August 17th.
August 17th. That's like a good date for some reason. It scratches the brain. Okay, August 17th.
What's your
17th?
Sign? I feel like you're...
I think I'm a Virgo.
That's what I was going to guess.
Really?
Yeah, you should have let me get it out.
Okay, I'm sorry. I give Virgo?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Is that a good thing?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm trying to find a good one.
Quickly pull up the photo.
Yeah. Hurry, hurry. He's get me out of this. Get me out of this.
There'll be nothing left if you don't hurry.
How's this?
Whoa.
2020.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Wow.
He's like, those are a bunch of my pictures of my cat.
You look like you just did a burlesque show.
Yeah.
I'm crying in it.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
After a burlesque show?
Why exactly. Do you remember why you were crying?
It was 2020.
True.
August 2020.
Pretty much that whole year.
You never know. And why did I take a picture of myself crying? Have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah. That's
I've fun. Always wanted to do what that one TikToker did, though, and like...
Dance through
the
it.
The crying. There. Yeah, that's pretty
it's
good.
Iconic.
Do you do dances? Do you like to dance?
I am actually a big dancer.
Really?
Really?
Huge dancer. So this is a fascinating story. One of my favorites. When I was growing up, my mom was like, men that are dancers are much more attractive.
Whoa.
And I was probably 10 years old and there was a dance academy where I was growing up. And she's like, you have to go. And I was like, no. She's like, I'll pay you. And I was like, no, you won't. And she's like, name your price. And in my like 10-year-old brain, I tried to name the most unfathomable amount of money I could think of. I was like, $200. She was like, done. And so I took classical and swing and ballroom dance for the next 5 years of my life.
5 years? Yeah. $200 for 5 years?
I know. I sold my soul for nothing. Yeah. I was like, Judas. One bag of silver. And no, but I actually had a fantastic time and I'm still a dancer to this day. Like wow. I love to dance.
That's awesome. Like when was the last time you used those skills?
I mean, I was at Core Tomorrowland yesterday, shaking ass, throwing ass in a circle.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. Oh, I never go dancing anymore.
Really?
You can if you want to. It's okay.
I feel like sometimes I just need to dance it the fuck out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I just need to find a good group that wants to dance the way that I want to dance, you know?
How do you want to dance?
Yeah, good question.
Hard.
Okay.
Okay.
Like the fucking cyber goths under a bridge.
Yes!
You want to go under the bridge with me and fucking dance?
Yeah.
You can just go under the bridge with me and throw your limbs around really hard.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your most used emojis?
Well...
Are you an emoji guy?
F-my-A. Okay, so I actually have this thing with my friends where we send the green goblin to each other all the time.
Okay.
And it's kind of like the, come out, coward. Come drink with us.
Sleep.
You have work tomorrow? Yeah.
Does it work?
Come do ketamine.
Yeah.
Coward.
Does it work?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's good. It's like a weakness for you. You're like, okay. Yeah.
And we try and find like the most deranged green goblin, like knockoff toys. Here, I'll show you some of my green goblins.
Yeah.
You have like stickers of it?
Yes, we have.
Oh, that's great.
I'm telling you, this gets used pretty much nightly.
Green goblin's great.
Yeah, I have a few green goblins.
I got a few green goblins for you.
This is how many pictures.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like hundreds. I don't know if you could see, but like, so this is like a good green goblin. You see how destroyed and horrible.
Yes, come along, son.
Yeah. Okay. Coward, can Spider-Man come out and play?
Okay, so the combo is, so it's poor ant from
Bug's Life. Life.
And then
the stick and bindle.
And then when you're feeling your bag, you send c-ty rich and c-ty rich and.
Oh, I love him.
Okay, what's your emoji?
Oh, that's such a nice question to ask.
Yeah, we kind of both
never answered
it.
That on this show.
Yeah.
Lately, it's been the snarky one.
Oh.
That's a classic.
And then my one I always say is the red. The fuzzy devil.
You do like that one. Do you like that one for good news?
Yeah, I'm like
I know something. Yeah.
Oh, like you have a secret.
Yes. I have you,
No, is it the ugly picture?
It's the ugly photo that like glitched out.
I hate that.
Here, wait, I'm going to zoom in on it because you hate it so much.
That's terrible.
It's like one of my first times having like a sticker inside joke with a group of people. And that was like one of your first VidCons too.
Ian still rips me to shreds with that one.
It's just when the iPhone and the lighting don't line up and it just like, your nose doesn't.
Come on.
Like that's you cruel. Don't look
really,
like that.
So much more sucks. Handsome than Thank that.
You. Yes. No, this is, I don't know how that happened still.
Can we cut that part?
No. You guys are on Discord, though, quite a bit.
I am on Discord quite a bit. I'll be honest. I kind of try and keep, like, the group chats off Discord because Discord just feels like such a work thing now. Mm. It's almost like Slack where Funny. I'm like, if I'm doing something on Discord, yeah. And I've definitely, when at a time when I wasn't separating those things, I have misplaced the thread and sent some wild shit to my managers before. Yeah, and I'll be like, that was not for you. I'm so sorry.
The goblin, come along. Party with us. No, I get that. I have people at work who are my friends.
Sure.
And so it's like, ooh, do I Slack them? It's during the work day.
Yeah.
But is this work related? Mm. No, we should keep it off of it.
Red devil face.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What was the last thing you bought online?
Oh, last thing I bought online. I am going to Electric Daisy Carnival.
You were almost going to go.
Mm-hmm. You should go.
I've never been to EDC. I've had friends who are like very passionate about it.
It's fantastic. It's a fantastic experience. So I bought three outfits. One day I'm going Roy G. Biv with my friends. So we're nice. All a primary color.
Cute.
And what color are you?
I'm actually orange.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good.
Okay.
I'm wearing a lot of fishnet.
Did you get to pick your color?
Yes. Okay. Well, no. I kind of just let other people that were more passionate pick, and I took one of the leftover. But orange, pretty good.
Orange is pretty good.
So you're going to be orange and fishnets. Love that. Body fishnets on the arms, too.
Yes.
Love that shit.
Yep. Yep. All kinds of fishnets, feather boa, the whole shebang. And then the next night, I'm seeing my favorite group, The Prodigy, and they're very like, so I'm dressing like the mayor of Antifa. And the third night, I'm going to dress as a wizard.
Wow.
Full blown?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Cloak?
Yeah. And then I want to be like an NPC and give people like a quest.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Where like maybe I hide something in the festival and I'm like, if you could bring this back to me, I'll buy your dinner.
Yeah.
A meal.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I would love to do. Like if I think I'm going to go to Renaissance Fair when I'm old.
Okay.
And just like do that.
There was a whole squad of old people there last weekend. I was like,
yeah.
They were dressed up.
That's the wild thing about Renaissance, because we were talking about this on your pod, where it's like, it's such a mix of groups and it's a growing group. But like one thing that's always consistent is like, there's like old people who have been going forever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's their fucking place.
I was telling you, I loved the Renaissance Fair.
Mm-hmm. Did you go this year?
No. But I told you I went to the one in Austin, and then I discovered that there's like a swinger community within the res.
Sure. I heard, now, I don't know if this is true, but I heard there's a horny, sexy party for people that are invited afterwards.
This is what I was telling you.
What?
It's called Sherwood Forest.
Okay, so it is real?
It's real. And Whoa. That like, I went in so like, here we go. Yeah. I'm on an adventure. What's up, Squire? Let's get some ale. And then, like, I started like piecing things together. My one friend's like, you know, everybody's going to go after this.
Yeah.
I was like, what? No.
Wow.
I'm here to joust.
Oh my God. To get invited to that and not realize, I don't know even what I would think. So you didn't get invited to it?
Clearly not.
Well, damn.
But I feel like the snail woman would get invited.
Who's always,
a snail woman?
She's like the woman. She's always like by a tree. She's by herself. She's got a full snail shell. And she's just like.
Oh, when the shell comes off.
When the shell comes off. Wait, what if she's the one who picks?
She's watching.
She's the madame.
And then aren't there the two nymphs that kind of walk around? They're like all covered in. At the Ren Fair in Irwindale, there's a pink and a blue or like a pink and a green. I think they're called nymphs that just kind of like crawl around and walk around. And they just
That's
like
kind of what the snail woman was doing, but she was yellow.
I love how you can't tell who works there and who doesn't.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
100%.
Yes, which is great, except for if you're in an emergency situation.
Also true. No, like where I've had like some royals walk up to our group and just start talking to us. And I'm like, I felt like I needed to behave because I thought they were employees, but they literally could just be a group of friends who do this every year.
Yeah.
They were just older. So you don't, I'm like, were they hired? I don't know. But I did what they said.
What did they say to do?
I think they taught me how to dance properly.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right.
There's a vlog of it, of that happening actually.
I went to one of the counters and it was a woman and she was serving, it was roasted nuts. And you know how like a lot of times they feed you things?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was like, do you want a sample? And I was like, yeah. And so I was like, and she was like, put out your hand. Oh, my bad. My bad.
You went for communion, and she was like, "No, no, no."
Yeah, she's like, "We're not doing all that.
We don't believe in that here."
Like, please,
please, mommy.
It is 11:30, so I do have to.
Okay.
Oh, you're Waymoing.
What's your bedtime phone routine?
I will usually lay down in bed and watch some anime as I fall asleep.
Okay, so no phone.
No.
So no phone. Epic.
I'm on the phone like this.
Anime on the phone, you're right. Yeah. You lay on your side like that.
Yeah.
I cannot do that. I cannot sit like that because my brain is like, you're not sitting up. And like, I have a hard time watching on my side. I have to be upright.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I have to do it because the existential terrors come for me if I'm not like watching something, you know what I mean? Like right before I'm going to sleep, it's like, you're going to die one day.
Yeah.
So I need like—
For Jamie?
I need someone screaming like, Yamate Kurasai! So I'm not focusing on, wow, I didn't know, you know?
It's hard out here.
I thought it was anime. I thought it was all.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, sometimes in Waymo, it's nice to put a sometimes name to a face. Sometimes they have to like.
Yeah, how often do you have to stop people from f***ing in the Waymos?
Oh, they don't usually. It's usually single riders only.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of people jack off, so.
Oh, okay.
But that's not illegal. Just f***ing.
You're allowed to jack off in a Waymo. Do you give them a nice countdown?
3, yeah. 2.
I really like setting the music.
Please collect your cell phone and.
I've never been in one.
Oh, nor have I.
Get one here
I'm supposed
in 2 minutes.
To say that. But I'll be honest. I sometimes when I'm really trashed, I don't like. I would like to be in a Waymo so no one can perceive me.
That's fair.
My dream is for like.
Well, you're being perceived, just you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's chance.
And now I know who's watching me jerk off. I think it just got hotter. Chances for you. She's driving a Waymo.
Driving 3 right now, bitch.
The dream.
I got a family of 4. I gotta pay attention right now. One wrong move and they're done for.
Your hair looks very funny right now, Chance.
You look like the photo on her phone right now.
No. Don't do that.
Imagine though, it, like speaking of Waymo, like I would love if I don't want to call the Waymo.
You're welcome.
He's a working man.
Huge. Imagine if everyone had their own personal car that was like they could drive it, but also like you could drive yourself to the bar and then it drives itself home.
Right.
Oh, and then cool. It comes and gets you at the end of the night and takes you home and it's your car.
Yeah, I think that's just like Tesla's.
But they can't drive without a person in it.
But you're in the car that's driving you home drunk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess in my head, I'm like, it goes home while I'm at the bar. And it's like, hey, car,
oh,
come
I see.
Pick me up.
Yeah. But why does it need to go home?
What if I have a second location?
Okay.
Yeah.
Third location.
Sure. Yeah.
Are you a second location, third location kind of guy?
It depends on the night. I'm sometimes a second location guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you, because you're talking about drinking with your buddies, do you have to be careful about posting when you're fraternizing?
No, I think that's like kind of the advantage of being a comedian is like people understand you're a little bit of a degenerate.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I'm no role model.
Valid. I feel like I'm luckily very good. I don't post when I'm out. I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
But there was a time. I think when Snap Stories were a thing, I was.
Mm. Also, I tell people like I'm California sober, which I think for some people is like a really hard concept to wrap their head around. Like, I don't drink really.
Oh, right. Sorry. I got confused.
But I'll smoke some weed. I'll take some mushrooms, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever we get into.
How do you guys come up with topics for your podcast? Are you guys just really freeball?
It's just me.
It's what
just
do you mean?
They just throw them, they just will say whatever the fuck they're going to say, and they assume that I'll come in with some things to talk about.
Oh, that's, nice.
For them. For them.
Yeah, I remember at the end of our episode, I was like, so who's in charge here? And it felt like everybody kind of raised their hand.
Which is crazy, because it's me.
Austin was the most confident. He was like, obviously me.
Yeah, that's very Austin coded.
No, but I love that's a it's hard to have a podcast with like that many people and it flow. Like it's a skill to hone it on.
Yeah, I we've definitely been refining it and I don't think we're quite there yet. I mean, no, so I think the amazing thing about our pod is like when it's really clicking, it's so fun. It's just
hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had a blast when I was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you always want to be a comedian?
Yeah, it was the only thing I've ever wanted to do my entire life, really, is make people
wow,
laugh.
Oh, that's yeah. Sick.
My fifth grade yearbook, and everybody was like, I want, like, because they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Fireman, president. I was like, I want to host SNL.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, and just like you guys, they stole from me.
What?
Really? You said just like us. Yeah. So you saw the same video I
yeah.
saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They took our WNBA joke, yeah. potentially, yeah. potentially.
Yeah, they straight up took one of my sketches when I was like applying for candidacy.
Oh, yeah, but you signed things as saying they can take it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't read the clause that they said they could fuck me up the ass, it's but true. It's right there in black and white. Yeah.
What was it?
It was a sketch about, I wrote it with my friend, Joe, who was really funny. And it was two guys who are robbing a bank. And on the way out, one of them gets shot. And the other one's like, come on, you're going to make it. And he's like, no, I'm not going to make it. No, I'm dying. And so he has like last requests. And he's like, listen, you got to promise me you're going to go tell my wife I fucking love her. And he's like, I'll do it. I'm gonna. And then he's like about to leave. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Just one more thing. And they like progressively yeah. get more and more deranged until he's like, you have to go to Zurich. I have a lockbox. In that lockbox, there is microfilm. It's scat porn. Don't ever let her see it. And so they did the same sketch. Well, I mean, here's what I'll say. In the world of comedy, I think you can be inspired by things you see and not know you're stealing. That happens a lot. Or there's lateral thinking, and that could happen. But the two are very similar. Mm. And their sketch is it's World War One, and a guy is dying, and his friend is like, you're gonna make it. He's like, no, I'm not. And his requests get more and more deranged
whoa.
Until he's hiding a dildo from his wife that he has in the attic or something, a
wow.
butt plug.
Secret and, dildo.
Yeah, the worst part was, the reason that it was like really sad is at the time I was at Groundlings and I was doing like a lot of, you know, kind of like comedy stuff. I had worked at the comedy, Laugh Factory as like a camera guy. And
oh,
so
wow.
I was in the world.
You were in it, yeah.
Yeah, and so I got a lot of calls from friends being like, you fucking did it, dude.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Your sketch. And I was like, what are you guys fucking talking about?
Whoa.
Yeah, because they knew I was like up for candidacy too. But
right.
I actually have to give SNL credit. I do think recently they've been a lot funnier.
I agree. I think it like it has, you know, it has, I think SNL just like Smosh has yeah. its eras, you know, and
yeah.
it feels like, especially, you know, our buddy Jeremy Colhane is on there.
Yeah.
Like it's, he's doing such a great job there. It feels like a really good era right now.
I also am very empathetic to the writers for SNL because like their timeline is like so crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah. I've heard it's like the hours and how it works.
Yeah.
It just is impossible.
Look up the term where you're inspired by something and you don't remember that you're inspired by it. I do think that
enters your subconscious.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, yeah. I think that happens a lot. And so
happens a lot in music too.
Cryptonesia. Yeah, which sounds like it's a cryptocurrency. Yeah, so there was one sketch that they really got in trouble for. So I think for a while it kind of was like an open secret that SNL borrowed. And then they got caught for this Charmin Bears sketch. And that was like huge because the Charmin Bears sketch existed on the internet. And it was like a lot of people knew of it. And it was bar for bar, like mm-hmm. Drake. And yeah, they got clapped. And I think post that people are much more, because when I first talked about it, people were like, dude, you're a fucking streamer. Who's
right.
gonna steal from you? But now I think it's much more widely, boom, yeah. This was kind of a line of demarcation.
That like mocap animated bit.
Yeah, and it's the exact same bit. Like the bear wants to be a dancer instead of a toilet paper mascot, mm-hmm. and his dad's like, no son of mine is.
Whoa.
Yeah,
and it's one for one.
It's bar for bar.
That's crazy.
Stop plagiarism.
Yeah.
Plagiarism today.
I'm not surprised because it was like, traditional media was in its bag and then YouTube really kind of became the thing that like now traditional media needs YouTube more than digital media kind of needs traditional media sometimes. Yeah. It's been like this interesting handshake that's been
It's also interesting
forth.
With TikTok and Reels and like trends, like someone
copying,
but then not giving credit to who did it originally. And so then everyone, one will blow up bigger than the other one. It's like, wait, that's not their trend. They plagiarized. And so it's like, where do we give credit?
No, it's so true. Like I've seen, I don't know, like if it's just younger audiences that are like, who cares? I laughed. I don't care where it came from. I just wanted to laugh.
Yes, because they haven't fucking made anything.
I know, in the world of artists.
When you're no way, you don't care about theft. You don't have shit.
You've never had anything.
It seemed like people in the comments of the WNBA joke.
So mad.
Were really upset. And
well, you guys have a very loyal fan base.
We do, but it was also a lot of people fighting for SNL being like, well, this could have been anything. Like it could have been. It's just like, yeah. Any of those things could be true.
So it's interesting. That's kind of like how I approach it, though, is like I do always, with my situation, leave open the door that it could have just been parallel thinking.
Definitely.
Right.
The problem is like I was up for cast candidacy at the time. And so for me, it's kind of like, well, because I called the EP at the time and I was like, oh, like that's my, and he was like, wow, great minds think alike. And I'll never forget that where I'm like, wait a minute, this was a sketch that was good enough for your show. And even if you didn't borrow, like I'm here, baby, like hire me, make me the fucking intern.
Yeah. I mean, we have had so many cast members that I've known over the years that have like auditioned for SNL multiple times.
Yeah.
Like that is a process. And I admire the hard work that you guys do. That's a lot. That's a grind.
It's a super grind. And I think like people don't understand how desperate you are when you're in that place and you're
so
like,
close. It feels
like you're so close. And like, also comedy does not pay. So you're like, you're just above the poverty line usually. And you're like, please God, please.
You're tight five. Were you doing character stuff? I'm guessing.
I did a lot of jokes about butt sex at one point.
Well.
Yeah. And I had a great bit about sometimes my dad would come to my stand up and he was like 80 something at the time. And I'd talk about like having to revive him because I was talking about so explicitly about butt sex. It's not funny unless I'm doing the whole thing. I'm sorry.
Right. No. Oh!
I haven't practiced.
No, and now you're streaming, which is like a flow of consciousness. Like you're really just thinking and entertaining on the fly.
Yeah, I think streaming is kind of like a tight 5 hours, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Goddamn. No, that's a loose 5 hours. You are loose.
Yeah.
The chat is loose, doing their thing. I've started live streaming on my personal channel recently, and it's like you really can't do it alone, especially when you are like kind of a part of an existing group, like an audience that comes over. Like I stream on YouTube and like the slow mode on the chat just to be able to like keep up. It's a very lovely problem to have to be able to, but it's just like,
I'm just too fucking popular where I can't even read the messages. There's so many people.
Yes. I will shut up now, Chance. What are you thinking?
When I was little, I wanted to be a firefighter.
Oh.
Because my dad was a firefighter.
My dad was a firefighter.
I know.
We have not talked about this a ton. I think a little bit we have.
Firefighters fucking rule.
Yeah,
I think
cool.
It's one of the most honest living of a job.
I think the PR for cops has gone to hell, and the PR for firefighters is still really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like, they got like edits and stuff of them. Yeah. Yeah, my older brother's a firefighter. My dad's a firefighter, or was. He's retired.
I feel like PR for doctors has gone up, too.
Yes, especially with the pit.
Yeah.
Especially with the pit.
Pit is good.
I can't watch it because of the body stuff. But I'll hear the dialogue, and I'm like, they're cooking.
Mm.
I'm not squeamish at all.
Okay.
And sometimes that worries me.
Like nothing has ever?
No.
Okay. I'm like, you talk about.
I'm like watching myself get stitched level of like.
No.
My dad's the same way. Sometimes he won't get God. Put under because he wants to like watch stuff.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Mm-mm. Hannibal Lecter.
What kink is that? Yeah.
We got him.
Autism.
I literally, if I'm too full and there's food near me, I freak out. Like, I, or if people. if I'm too full and they're still eating near me, I'm like, oh, I gotta go. Like the idea of more
you
food.
Have to explain
she's
the
empath.
Thought.
She's an empath. She can feel the
just
food.
Thinking about that food going in my body is like creating affecting a thing.
Me. Jens, do you get queasy?
Yeah. I definitely can't see my own blood.
Yeah, I can't look when they're
but other people's I can see.
I'm also a pimple pop video
no
guy.
Yeah, we're no 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 no.
Okay, pimple popping video culture has actually gone down the toilet in
good.
The last couple years.
Good.
Was it ever above the toilet?
I liked watching pimple popping videos. They were like good ones.
No.
And now there's really, I mean, talk about AI slop where it's just like, what am I looking at? I don't, and I
is this a boil up, or a cyst?
No.
Walk me through the process.
I used to watch them like before bed because they were so interesting and I'd be particular about like the types of ones I would watch. And then it'd been like a couple years since I watched one and then I decided to just try and search them up on like Reels. Mm-hmm. Can find no shit on Reels. They don't want to give you the good stuff.
Wait, so you're squeamish, but you're a pimple pop person.
Right.
Okay, here, you want to know something more f***ed up than that?
Yeah.
I burp a lot, hate when other people
it's
burp.
It's true.
Wow. I get
you're
like
a fascist.
Is that what that is? Is that what it is? I guess I am, guys. Wait,
did you have acne as a kid?
Such bad acne.
Okay, that's why you're a pimple pop.
That's, yeah, I'm desensitized.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think for acne kids, mm-hmm. it was like a piece of your life that goes missing and there's like a feeling of control that you get.
Yes.
There.
No, and I wasn't, I started getting acne at the end of high school. Mm. Like, and then it became really bad. And yeah, like sometimes driving home, I'd just be like driving and scratching. The
so how did you not home. Have acne anymore?
It took a long time. I have a whole YouTube video on my personal channel about like my skincare journey.
Yeah. I'm
too?
A freak. I'm a freak about my skin.
Yeah. Did you used to have really crazy acne?
The craziest
like
girl.
Like cystic?
Yeah. So
too.
I was a high school wrestler too. And so I would get crazy cysts like, and I would wear white shirts and I would have to change my white shirts during practice because there would just be a ring of blood.
Probably. Oh what? No. Because yes. they're just getting yeah, me and squeezing
it was,
you.
It was horrible.
That
horrible,
sucks.
Horrible. So yeah, I got like something called thermage where they passed a bunch of electricity through my skin to like kill my sweat gland. It was crazy.
Whoa.
Did you sweat?
I do. I mean, this was years ago, but I think my skin was just so
mine was a combination of I didn't know I was supposed to wash my pillowcase. And
that'll do it.
And then also hormonal acne. And like for hormones, it can be a lot of around the jaw and neck and chin too. And then, stress. And it was just like I had to film Smosh sketches where there'd be like close up and I'd just be like screaming inside because I hated that.
Yeah.
Mm. I specifically got really good at full coverage makeup because I was the only person who could cover that up.
I would wear masks all the time in high school.
Like literally like the...
Yeah, like there were all these hoodies that they would make with like full... Or like ski masks.
Whoa. Yeah. Aww.
So that like when I say I hate my face, like I truly mean this. And so I went to a boarding school and I would get yelled at all the time because I would show up to like these like boarding school classes in like a Jason mask or like a ski
terrifying.
Mask.
Terrifying. Oh my God, no. I was lucky that I didn't have it in school, but like then I had to go on to be on at the time the number 4 YouTube channel.
You know what it is? It's always way worse in your own mind than it is to
totally.
Other people.
Yeah, because like a lot of the pictures I put in this personal channel video, I put a ton of like B-roll of videos where I could tell I was feeling really insecure mm-hmm. or like pictures or selfies where I only posted the Photoshopped version mm-hmm. of and people were like, I don't see what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's so obvious to me. Like I can still remember the pain
mm-hmm.
and like how I used to like in the shower, get those exfoliating gloves and just want to rub my entire face.
Okay, that was not helping.
No, and it's, I thank goodness for Korean skincare and like snail mucus is what truly
snail
helped.
Snail girl.
Snail girl.
Oh, snail girl.
Out of the-
Am I?
Out of
could be. Snail girl?
My snail girl?
You out wish.
No, I bathe in snail girl.
You'll never be
I
her.
I will never be her. No, but like, because there was this snail skin, because like I was, the most sad thing about the acne was that I was like the scarring.
Yeah.
Especially when it was cystic around here, when I would smile or make expressions, I would see like dimples from where old cystic acne and like the Korean skincare actually like, got rid of that stuff.
Do you do like microneedling now?
No, I do microneedling.
I'll give you my routine.
Look, we got routines. Look at us. See, self-care. Yeah. That's good. You got that out of it.
Yeah.
Microneedling. So you do that to yourself?
No, no.
You just go to a... I've never had a facial.
Really?
Never in my life.
I get the full-blown Kim Kardashian, like, cod one.
Cod? Call of Duty
Yeah.
I don't want that, but what is it?
It's like they use like fish.
Semen?
No, that's not, that's real. I mean, I've heard like there's been like.
It adds a nice pink.
No.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Didn't Arasha just do a brand deal for a salmon semen?
Yeah, I think she was like, I'm putting semen on my face.
Yeah, yep. Fish semen is like the viral thing right now. But it's like, we know people who've done like the put your own blood on your face.
Yeah, like a vampire facial, microneedling, that shit works.
Why salmon sperm?
Apparently it's like, I don't know, it's really
regenerative.
You know what it's like? It's like Avatar 2, The Way of the Water, when they go into the whale's brains to get that little liquid that makes you de-age.
Yeah.
To go in the whale's brain to get the liquid.
You're right. We all, listen, we all have a little bit of fish sperm
whale
in
brains.
Us. Whale brain fish sperm in us. Wow.
Snail mucus, whale brains, fish sperm.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for watching. No. Okay, shall I do another one?
Yeah, of course.
Let's do another one then. What have we got here? Do you have a burner account?
No, no. And to many people's chagrin, because I'm going to tell you guys something. I am one of the most prolific posters about a football team called the New York Jets on Twitter.
Whoa.
On my main account. I'm like out there getting in.
What are you saying?
Like, bickering, stupid little fight. My uncle was a professional football player. Shout out Uncle Mike. And my family, not the most creative family, like very kind of brutish, but strong, independent people.
Like and dwarves.
Yes, yes. Great constitution. Collected gold, lived in a mountain. no, but like in order to express your feelings to other men in my family, I felt like there was always... like communication, interpersonal communication was done through the lens of sports a lot of times. So, you know, like I couldn't be like, Uncle Mike, I really feel lonely and inadequate. He'd be like, whoa, get that shit away from me.
Yeah.
But if I was like, dude, Sam Darnold's relationship with the Jets is like kind of like my relationship with my dad. He'd be like, yes.
Oh my God.
I got very into football and I always have been very into football and I've been going to Jets games for forever. So I will like get into the weeds with Jets fans.
On Maine?
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Hassan is always like, brother, you post about the Jets too much. But I've started working with the Jets now. So
whoa. Yeah.
Oh, and it's paid off.
It's paid off.
I love that. And that's so cool that the Jets was like a connective tissue for your family.
Yes. I mean, sports in general, just always talking about football. And
well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Do you have a burner account?
Mm-mm.
I have one, but it's like just so I can... follow our coworkers and actually see their shit on my algorithm.
That's interesting.
And like my family too. It's just like,
you follow your friends and family on a burner account?
They know it's
me. You follow me on a burner account?
No.
Okay. So you can talk shit?
Because the algorithm actually gives you to me on my main account.
Got it.
But it's like when it's like our coworkers who are not on camera or like family members and like people I haven't seen in a long time, I just want to like know what they're up to.
So that's not really a burner account. That's like a side account.
Okay.
A burner account is like an account that you're completely
like lurking
anonymous
upon?
To talk shit.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't do that.
Like Kevin Durant, the basketball player, has an account that's like definitely not Kevin Durant.
Right.
And people will be posting like, man, Kevin Durant sucks. And he'll be like, you fucking suck.
No, that's true. I didn't make that connection. I think I've only ever done like a fake account to like look at stuff, never to communicate. Because people can find out. There's ways to like really dig and find.
Yeah, well, if you're only commenting on posts about yourself
self, right?
Like, you're fucking wrong about her.
Yeah. Well, Neff.
Yes.
What's your relationship with the internet?
That's such a broad question.
Follow your brain. I don't know why I said that.
I think some days I feel very akin to how the creator of McDonald's must have felt after it left his control.
Oh.
Because I was there in the dark days, the proto-internet, as were you.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped create the architecture that would be filled in by what the internet is now. And I struggle with, I think there is such a capacity for learning and understanding and art and expression and joy on the internet, but also I see its potential for harm and brain damage and derangement and isolation. And to be partially responsible for the highs and lows that I see visited, particularly on young people, creates a real tempest within myself where I'm like, man, if I could go back, would I kill Al Gore before he invented the internet? Like, is this good for people?
Like, is the good outweighing the bad?
Yeah, I think particularly with young people, I hope that one day that, like, in the same way that the punk movements and counterculture movements have passed, I hope that young people have a Luddite revolution where they realize that their person is not defined by who they are on the internet and that they don't have to be chained to it and that there's so much experience to be had out there. And that's always really difficult because you're like, man, I feel like I create something that tethers people to a computer even more than they are already. And I don't know if that's good for them.
It's just secular. Like, I think it takes cycles and the cycle is usually 20 years.
Yeah. I think the cycle that we're in right now is like a really unfortunate, confusing one where we're in the year of like the influencer salesperson that is just a digital door-to-door salesperson who doesn't actually care about the product they're selling. And like, influencers are taking up so much space online because now there is room for everyone to take a try at it.
Yeah.
Like influencer, not like, because you're more than an influencer. You're a comedian and a performer and actor. But people who literally
and a beautiful
just.
Human. And a Waymo driver.
And a Waymo and a sticker. And a driver. But truly, like, for people who are like, that's what they do. They influence. Yeah. They just post themselves and whatever product they're using then. And like, I think our younger generations are like coming up in content and thinking like that's what people do is they just talk about the products they're using. And like, it's, I feel like it confuses culture and it's a lot of people trying to make a living while also, just like confusing culture in a way.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I think also the constant comparison. It's amazing to me to talk to people in their mid 20s, like 24, 25, that talk about themselves like they're preparing for the old folks home.
Yeah.
Because they are comparing themselves to other people, creators, things on the internet where they're like, oh, by 25, this person had a yacht.
Yeah,
and it's
100%.
Like,
I know. No, that's so true.
And they get so sad. I really have seen the sadness. And I think that there's such a capacity for art and story and amazing creation, but like, it's so drowned in the dead internet, just slop.
It's so much.
Yeah.
It's so big. Talking about earlier stages of the internet.
Sure.
You were all up in BuzzFeed.
I was up in the guts.
And you
really?
Yeah.
You were subject to a very interesting era of BuzzFeed where it was like, man be shirtless all the time.
It was me.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
I was
you were the man.
Guy.
Yeah.
They were like,
you were the hot BuzzFeed guy?
I had a nice body at the time, and they were like, get those tits out. There was a lot of videos that was like, dude, was like, I got vajazzled, like a lot
what?
Of, yeah.
It was like straight dude tries things, right? Man tries woman things.
That vajazzling video in particular was crazy because they didn't have any other guys that wanted to do it because I had to get waxed. And then I had to get rhinestones on my naked penis. And we went to the place and I kind of thought that there would be like a level of decorum like we're experiencing here. Wow, what a fabulous studio. Look at all these amazing professionals. And it was instead me in like a tiny waxing studio with like eight women. It was all women, which I am very comfortable with women. But it just felt different.
Right.
And so I was in this tiny room with like the sound tech was a woman and like the director was a woman. And I bled lot.
Oh,
I bled so much. And I had also, the craziest thing was I was in my competitive internship, pause. So at this point, I had been in a brutal car accident like 5 hours before this.
Oh my God.
But I was so crazy about like, I have to get this job. I have to make it at BuzzFeed that I smash my car. I walk in like pouring sweat and they're like, yeah, we don't have any other guys for the Vajazzle thing. So are you good to do it? And I'm like, of course I am.
Oh my
God. Yeah. So I was shell shocked at this
Cosmo
point.
Cosmo in hand.
Drinking Cosmo's out, bleeding everywhere.
Wait, and what? So like they yeah. have raw footage so of different. Your genitals?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. I think you look good. I think you look better now than you did then.
Yeah, hey, I'll take that.
100%.
I'll take that.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
you
this?
You know what? At this point, I'm good. I also, I'll say this, always have hated my face, always loved my penis. So being
and
naked.
And that's beautiful. What it's yeah, all
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Wow. I love how like luxuriating you are.
I had no choice.
So did you work for them after this? Was this like,
I did
we
work,
gotta
I
give did, them a I, job because of the vajazzling?
Yeah, I did work for them after for quite a while. And listen, I think that BuzzFeed, like a lot of things, had highs and lows. And mm-hmm. I think we made some really incredible stuff. And I think it's kind of the dangers of capitalism. Like we sold to another company. We added a lot of financial pressure. There were all of a sudden these metrics that we had to hit and this really creative kind of bastion for weird run amok internet creators became like a pump for content. And yeah. when that switch happened, you really felt like the pressure change where like yeah, anytime like, you yeah. found any level of virality, they were like, fucking make squeeze it.
Yeah, yeah. Like the soul kind of starts to go.
Yeah. yeah.
That's tough. I mean, Shane kind of had a similar era where like he was, for some reason, he was shirtless in like every sketch.
Right.
Couldn't tell you why, but like.
We know why.
We know why. But
it's a good looking boy.
Kudos to you for putting yourself out there.
Sure.
And like the internet really is forever, isn't it?
It really is.
It really mm-hmm. is. I've been on Smosh for 11 years, was yeah. making YouTube videos years before that. And like our fans have said Smosh is in this golden era. And like, they really have no idea the kind of stuff. Like they have not, the things that they have not seen that I'm like, I
good
hope they never see it. It's public.
Yeah.
It's there. It's public. It's there. And it's, I'm not saying anything problematic. It's just like, yeah, I had to do that. And that was a video.
I give myself a lot of grace though when I watch that kind of stuff. It kind of feels like my own journal in a way because like everybody can watch it, but I know where my head was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And I look back at stuff like that and I'm like, oh baby, like only if you would just have given yourself a little space mm-hmm. and time.
Aww. Yeah. You are resilient.
You really took the sting out of it by saying it like that. Thank you for saying it like Hagrid.
Yeah.
Hagrid.
You are resilient, Harry Potter.
Okay, so speaking of which, we're staying right with this.
Sure.
Ooh.
Do you experience imposter syndrome?
All the time. I don't know many creators that don't.
So when you're doing like the podcast, like when do you experience imposter yeah, yeah. syndrome?
I think I experience imposter syndrome quite frequently. I think imposter syndrome is just something that like anytime you're going on stage, you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Mm-hmm. Do I have this? Like even in the car on the way here, I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna talk mm-hmm. about?
No, it's real.
John Marco was on before me. That guy was on fucking Broadway. What am I gonna say?
But I feel like that part of you is a part of you that is like, you're never gonna stop trying as hard as you've always tried. Do you know what I mean? Like there's, you yeah. still care. I mean, that like, cause there's the anxiety of like, I want to do well, which is like, mm-hmm. a blessing and a curse when you're like, okay, well, at least you care.
Some yeah.
people, after a certain amount of time.
I think there's definitely a persona I have for performance though. Like I think even, you know, I always like have like the Michael Jordan brain where you're like, you're going to go smash this.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
You have to have that when you're doing any kind of performance, I think.
Yeah, believe in yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are resilient.
There you go.
You are resilient, Harry Potter.
Do you experience imposter syndrome?
I think the delusion is strong with me.
I love that for you.
So no, not really. And when I'll get nervous about a performance sometimes, anxious, but not that I'm in the wrong place. It's like I have to remember everything I have to do mm. and the way I have to do it.
That's true.
But I don't feel like I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Good.
I think there's also like a few creators that have made me feel imposter syndrome.
Mm, really? Why? Because they're
just so fucking good.
Mm. Like who?
Lisa Gilroy.
Oh, great answer.
Oh, real. She is magical.
She was one of my friends at Groundlings. She was in a few of my classes. And we worked together on a few things. And when I'm telling you that human is so natural at writing comedy and performing comedy, it was exhausting.
Yeah.
Because she's like gorgeous and bubbly and everybody loves her.
Because she's hot too.
Yeah. And then we'd like sit down to like write a sketch and she'd be like, I think this is funny. And I'd be like, let me go, okay, that's fucking hilarious. Okay. Oh. And you just immediately be like, oh, I don't have this.
She's tethered to something magical and special.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she's got high-speed Wi-Fi to the comedy universe.
Like, also, her story is like, the way she like self-describes herself as like being discovered in a field in Canada. They like just kind of plucked her and she just fucking nailed it. Like she just dialed. She's born that way.
That's like the dream for people is to be discovered in a field.
In Canada. Yeah. She just has that shit on.
I was gonna make a field joke and I decided not to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's growth.
If you want to come back to me.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Football field. Discovered on the football field. Well, that's really cool.
I feel like you get a little nervous during your own 100%. Podcast, which is a new experience 100%. For me. Like, you're at the driver's seat.
I know.
You can't just bail on this.
I know. That's my chance to see.
I feel like you start feeling vulnerable and then you also do voices too. Like, I can see you're just like, so what do you think about
that? Yeah.
Why are we afraid to die?
Yeah, that's like, if you see me, if I'm speaking in a British accent, I'm not okay.
Oof.
And there's days where I'm like, I don't think I spoke in a not British accent.
Right.
That's tough to hear.
Also, we have a director of Pitt who has a 2% Southern accent because she's from Dallas.
Yeah.
She's from Texas. I talk so hard in a Southern accent at her because I'm just nervous and she, bless Emily for being so okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
how you doing, y'all? You just throw
what
it on. That's a little Southern. Come on, y'all.
What does she do? She goes, did you hear the news? That's how you get into it. And I what I like to say is get your life.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Bless
her get your life. Like, make a choice that you want to make.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Get your life.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. No, bless
Whoa.
You.
Whoa. I think we can all bless each other.
They're telling me to end the podcast.
Yeah, they're like, stop. Stop the bless bit.
Okay, Will.
Yeah.
Sometimes on the ends of these episodes, we decide whether or not you're allowed online. And I think you're definitely allowed online. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you've paid your dues.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're still killing
it. Now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the thing I'll leave people with is I thank you for allowing me on the internet.
You're welcome.
But in that same way, I remember I had a teacher at Groundlings who I remember I was like, man, I haven't figured this out yet. I haven't figured performance out. I haven't figured entertainment out yet. And her line to me, which haunts me to this day, was, you haven't suffered enough yet. And she was like, great art comes from understanding and understanding comes from suffering.
Mm.
And for the next few years, I fucking suffered. So I'm glad that I am allowed on the web now.
Hell
thank
yeah.
you so much. Your show's so fabulous,
thank
guys.
Thank you. Thanks for being on here. We got to have you again. And we got to do some, play some games on the games channel. There we go. Another voice. Post in the comments how many different voices I did in this episode. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Check Will out on the Fear and podcast.
Yeah.
And what else do you have going on? Your Twitch streaming?
On Twitch, I'm trying to think of like what else I'm doing coming up that you guys could check out. Those are the main ones. Doing some voiceover work, but I can't really talk about what I'm on yet.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Ooh, exciting. Tense, want to say anything?
Oh, bless up, bless down.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless get
your life. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on URL. I hope you guys leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today.
You are resilient.
You are resilient. URL.
You are resilient.
You are resilient.
You're Brazilian?
You are Brazilian. Goodbye. Bye.